K-Rock 955.
Do this.
Get up on the weekend with Andy and Ben. No conditions apply. Oh, wait. Andy and Ben are the conditions.
Finally, people listening to the show.
These are the best bits.
Benny, we're getting there. We are close.
Yeah, we're reeling in on that 100.
Yeah, podcast 94.
Yep, 94 on knocking on the door.
We stopped those bingo calls for a reason, I think.
Oh, I know, yeah, not great. And making them up on the fly, not
also not great either. hey, big podcast to get through. Coming up, I want to tell you about a cheeky criminal. And what he's done, which makes him very cheeky.
Speaking of criminals, he
didn't like his mugshot.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, let's just get there.
I was trying to think, what was that one about again?
Also going to be talking about two thieves that attempted to pull off a robbery, and it went really pear-shaped.
Looking forward to it. Enjoy the podcast. Mate, you are the sportier one out of the two of us, but do you do anything for good luck?
I used to.
Yeah.
I used to do, so in cricket you wear pads on your legs.
And you'd strap them up a certain way, didn't you?
I'd put my left one first, always.
Yeah.
Always put my left one on first. And I'm not a good batter, so I don't know why I thought that helped me.
Yeah.
But I just thought that it would always help me. And always, for whatever reason, I thought if I visited my parents through the week, I'd play better.
Yeah.
Like as a bit of a reward for doing the right thing.
Yeah. How did that go for you?
I don't know, I play okay. I'm not a bad cricketer.
Well, there we go.
So I'm scared to not do it.
So I like that.
Yeah.
Right. Well, a man in China, known only by his last name of Wang, reportedly tried to have good luck before boarding his flight.
I feel ya.
Now, he was about to get on his plane when he had some coins in his hand and threw them at the plane, some landing in the engine.
Oh, my God.
Staff became suspicious when they discovered some coins on the ground during the pre-takeoff inspection.
Oh, wow. Good pickup.
Great pickup seeing coins on the... So it must be the people taking away the stairs, maybe?
Yeah, but you would do a pre-flight check.
You do the pre-flight check, but the coins are outside in the engine and around the engine.
Yeah, so you would think, oh, maybe there's some in.
Now, he was hoping for a safe flight. However, Mr. Wang and the other 147 passengers and staff
had to
wait until the next day to make their journey.
No way.
All because he thought he'd try and get some good luck for a safe flight, and he's ruined it for everyone.
In saying that, though, there is absolutely no way of knowing that that flight would not have crashed if he didn't do that. That's the stuff that I'd start thinking about. I'd be like, I just saved 150 people.
You're saying the Wang saved the day?
I'm saying the Wang has swung in and saved the day.
I vividly remember growing up, people who were older than me saying, enjoy your younger years. You know, being a kid, they're some of the best years of your life. And you really do take it for granted until you grow up and you think, you know, going through primary school, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Not a care in the world.
Be unbelievable.
But something happened during the week and it got me really upset and annoyed.
Okay.
With my childhood.
Oh, right.
So obviously when you're an adult, you stop losing your teeth.
Hopefully.
And the tooth fairy stops coming to you.
Yeah, hopefully. And it's a rite of passage.
It sucks.
Well, you grow older, new children come into the world. The tooth fairy is very busy.
Yeah, but I just wish, like, as adults, you'd lose your adult teeth and then get, like, grandpa, grandma teeth and the tooth fairy would still come.
Yeah, right. Just to balance the books.
Oh, just for a bit more money.
Yeah. But how much money are you getting?
No, but so, this is what I want to lead to. So during the week, Lou and I have got a friend, and the tooth fairy visited their 7-year-old son.
Mm.
How much do you think he got for his tooth?
Anything more than $5 is outrageous.
He got $50.
No way.
I swear on my
life. Oh my gosh.
He got $50. Now
Tooth fairy must have invested in Bitcoin. A bit of extra cash flowing around.
I was always ever a goldie.
Yeah.
$1 or $2.
Yeah. To the back end of the years, I started getting 50 cents.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
Was not getting much.
I was goldies. But
yeah. Under the bed?
It was in a cup. I'd place a cup next to my bed.
Bed dresser.
With the tooth in it.
So,
and then the money would be in the glass.
I got told, and so it's obviously different for everyone.
Yeah.
But I got told that if it wasn't in a cup on the windowsill in the kitchen at the other end of the house, then the tooth fairy couldn't see it through the window.
Makes sense.
So, Tooth Fairy never missed.
It makes sense.
You know, I wasn't awoken by the Tooth Fairy in the night, so they played that very well.
But you think $50 for a tooth. Take me back to a childhood.
What's in the tooth? Like, has it got like a gold filling or something, does it?
You almost think this is danger. Do you want your kids getting the tweezers out, trying to rip their
knock
teeth
their
out
own
for
more money? Making bank. I don't want to get your hopes up here. I don't want to get you excited.
Well, you did about 5 minutes ago when you said it's Tats Lotto related and saying that we're on.
And we are.
Yeah, okay.
We are. Cool. So you and I have been playing. We obviously doing radio for the last 3 years now. It has been wonderful and it's been special. And we've come across many a story that has lurked behind a newspaper headline that we try and find the humour in.
One of my favourites of all time has to be the lady that got hit by the hot dog machine.
Still a running joke you and I have.
Yeah, that was good.
Her name was Mary. Yeah. And there was one story we came across late last year that two friends that had arranged or had an arrangement that if either of them ever won the lottery, they would split it.
Yeah.
And it went on for 20 years.
Well, they didn't talk.
They hadn't spoken, because they didn't have a falling out or anything. They just drifted apart.
Yep.
Anyway, one of the guys won the lottery and then knocked on his door and said, hey, mate, we've actually won it.
Handshakes agreement.
Yep.
Here's your 15 mil or whatever it was.
The other guy was like, oh, this is awkward. I won it also. And I just didn't,
I didn't tell you.
No, that didn't happen. So you and I thought, look, let's start playing the lottery.
Yeah.
It's come out. The lot has released some facts and figures. Australians with the first initials of J, A, or D has took more than a quarter of the jackpot lottery wins last year.
Hang on.
Hey.
You've come at me
with
where
some facts.
You didn't say that with
facts. Hey, what's your name?
I thought you'd won money.
What's your name?
I thought you'd won money.
What's your name?
Yeah, it's Andy.
Andy with a...
A.
We're Andy with an A. Huh?
Yeah. Huh?
So, we're very likely to win something.
Mate, I can look at my Tats app.
Andy, most, what are you telling me?
The most I've won
Have you changed your name?
I swear, no more than $18 ever.
Don't lie to me.
I'm hoping
Andy
we win money.
Andy with an A.
Have they come out with any other info? Anything with Bs?
No, not really. No. no one with the first letter of X, U, or... O or Q or Y.
Right.
So, and also, so J, A, and D, like A for you, you've been called a D many a time.
Well, yeah, a
massive D.
I'm just trying to think of something really nice that starts with D. There isn't much, is there?
I wouldn't want to be called what you're getting called.
Mate, you and I, our rap sheets are clean. They are spotless. No, we've never been in trouble with law enforcement. Never.
In Australia.
Overseas, different story.
Yeah, because it doesn't count, as you said.
Vietnam, that is...
You were playing very close to a dangerous game.
Wow, well, that was... When you're calling the embassy, things are
please,
a little bit dicey. Help
please,
me.
Ms. Gillard, get me out.
What do I do? No, it was Julia Bishop, I think, was the Foreign Affairs Minister at the time.
Yeah, I know. I think wasn't Julia Gillard the
Prime Minister? I don't know, but I was very nervous. Here in Australia, though, it is a clean slate.
Yeah.
And
that's what's important.
Yeah. This is where
will you ever go back to Vietnam?
Won't be rushing.
Yeah,
back.
There we go.
Yeah, but it gets you thinking. If you were to get a mugshot, you look at everyone's mugshots. Why is no one ever smiling in a mugshot? I guess the obvious.
I don't think you're allowed to.
Is it like a passport shot?
Maybe.
Where you're not allowed to smile.
I don't know. Although there was a real weird, crazy trend where like. There were some good-looking mugshots that came out, and people really lost their mind.
Remember that guy that
he actually got a modelling contract.
Modelling contract, but he was a full-on criminal.
Yeah, like
it's bizarre. Someone who wasn't happy with their mugshot, Donald Chip Pugh. He was wanted by officers over in Ohio.
Can I say his name once more, please?
Donald, and his nickname is Chip.
Oh, yeah.
Pugh. He was wanted after failing to appear in court on driving under the influence charges back in 2016. Now, the Ohio police put on their Facebook, hey, we're still looking for this man. If anyone's got any leads, can you please let us know? Now, he saw this on Facebook and he wasn't happy with his photo that they'd used.
I've just opened it.
Yep.
Can I offer my thinking as to why he's not happy?
Yeah, all right, go on.
The double chin.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not. Oh, okay.
I think it is because he looks like he's enjoyed the buffet.
There's nothing wrong with that. I was right behind him.
Yeah. I was as well. But what he's done is he's sent them a Facebook message saying, here's a better photo. The first one was terrible. Now, in this image that he wants them to use for his mugshot, he's in his car with his shades on.
In a suit.
In a suit. And it's like, dude, what are you doing? They then replied back saying, we're thankful that he sent through this photo, but would like to speak to you.
Yeah.
So if you could come in and we could discuss your charges. Then he got the call up to a local radio station and talked to the host about sending in the photo.
Oh, hey, and if there's anyone out there on the run, give us a call.
We'll have a chat to you.
We'll tell you to hand yourself in.
Spoke to them for 15. Oh, he had his 15 minutes of fame before he was arrested a few days later.
Oh, they got
him. Florida.
Yeah. Bad luck, Chip. When the chips are down.
Phew.
And I bet you a few chips have gone down that gullet. I'll tell you what.
Andy, what sort of car do you drive?
Mazda.
Mazda.
Yeah. Mazda 6.
What car did you learn in?
Learn in a Toyota Camry. Oh, no, Toyota Corolla, which was manual. Learn in a manual car.
Learn in a manual.
Used to go out to Deakin Uni in Warren Ponds. Yep. Mum would take me out there.
Before the renovations and really rip the handbrake. Oh, no, you're with your mum. Oh,
no, with mum on the L plates.
Yeah, right.
And would go through the roundabouts. And then mum, I remember mum saying, all right, you can drive us home now. Because mum used to drive to Deakin, would swap over.
Yeah.
I would then drive around and I was like, I don't think I'm ready for the real roads. Mum's like, it's time to learn. Go for it.
So I'm like you. I have an automatic now, and I learned in a manual.
I think the best thing is learning in a manual car.
Yeah, I think so, because then it gives you the freedom of driving both.
Yep.
And I'd like to apologise and thank my dad for teaching me in a Ford Laser. It was a manual.
Perfect.
And I remember we used to just get in these screaming matches because he'd always take me to hilly areas.
Oh.
So I'd drive up Latrobe in a manual on my L's doing
hill starts.
And I just freaked out. Yep. Like I'm rolling backwards going, I can't do it. You do it.
Yep.
Wow. This might actually save you. Being a manual driver.
Do many people drive manually anymore?
Well, maybe not. And maybe we need to bring it back.
Yeah, I agree. I love manual.
A Melbourne man was held up, I think at knife point, for his car. A couple of robbers came up to him and said, look, give us your wallet, your keys. We're stealing your car. And it took him a moment to work out that it was an armed robbery.
Jeez.
And I know. Massive. Like, huge news.
Take whatever you want.
So the guy steps back on here, like, go. And then...
Oh, they wanted the... What did they want? His wallet?
The car.
Oh, they want his... Yeah, all right. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, the car wasn't moving.
You would think it would be foot to the floor. You've stolen someone's car.
Get out of there.
Get out of there as fast as possible.
Allegedly, in the alleged robbery, both thieves are unable to drive a manual.
Yes!
They couldn't.
Hang on, so the guy's been kicked out of his car and he's just standing there watching and being like, mate, foot down on the clutch. What are you doing?
Like, you can go, guys. You can go. If you don't want me to call the cops, you need to leave now.
So they weren't able to steal the car.
They just ran off.
So, moral of the story, drive a manual car. Wow, Benny, before we get out of here, podcast 94 is nearly finished. Let's do this.
Andy and Ben's Thought of the Week.
Surely we're able to wear our underwear whilst leaving the house. As long as I'm covered up.
Benny, I was thinking during the week that abbreviating things is super weird. Like...
Yeah, like what?
For example, OK. We just write the letter O and K.
Yeah.
When really it's OKAY.
Mm.
Why has that been abbreviated? Also, barbecue is a massive one that we always abbreviate, just a BBQ.
Have you ever seen that word, like, I think it's like empty? You write the word empty and you can remove letters and it still says empty.
What?
So, like, you say empty,
yeah,
right? E-M-P-T-Y, empty. You remove the E, it says MT. So MT.
Oh.
And then you can get rid of the like the Y.
The Y.
MT. Yep. And then you get rid of the P. MT.
That's weird, isn't it?
But we don't do it like that. We don't write MT, but empty. Like, okay, okay.
It's, yeah. So the whole abbreviating thing, really, because I wrote barbecue during the week, and I thought,
I wrote barbecue.
Why am I abbreviating this?
I would like to write barbecue.
Yeah, the full way. Anyway, look, that's just a thought. Do what you will
yeah,
with it.
Dude, mull it's all over yours it. Now.
Like, subscribe to the podcast.
Do the rest of it.
We are approaching the hundo. Don't want to get you excited.
I don't want to get there.
That's a massive milestone, isn't it? Anyway, see ya.
Bye.
Get me out of here!
Weekend Breakfast with Andy and Ben. Saturday and Sunday, 8 till 10. Only on K-Rock 955.